The gentle flame, once in the serene kingdom of Verdantia, where... rustled through the emerald leaves, there was a dragon unlike any other. His name was Flicker, the Fire Dragon, known far and wide for his fiery breath. Though the word fire often struck fear into the hearts of many, Flicker was not a creature to be feared. His gentle heart matched the warmth of his flames, and all creatures of Verdantia loved him dearly. One day, a misunderstanding arose. A traveler from afar mistook Flicker's warm greeting for a threat, and spread tales of an unbearable fire dragon across the land. The news swiftly reached the king, who was deeply concerned for the safety of his kingdom. Ready to protect his people, he called upon Sir Blaise, the bravest knight, to seek out Flicker. Sir Blaise, armored in gleaming... traveled through the year. Of whispering bamboos and the ver. Until he found Flicker in a peaceful clearing. As Flicker greeted him with a puff of smoke, Sir Blaise prepared for the worst. But instead of a scorching inferno, he felt a gentle warmth surround him, soothing his weary muscles from the long journey. Realizing the misunderstanding, Sir Blaise befriended Flicker, and they returned together to correct the wild tales. The king welcomed them into the castle's grand hall, where Flicker explained his side. To everyone's surprise, Flicker demonstrated his special flame, not with destruction, but with creation. He breathed out a controlled stream of fire that danced in the air, turning into stunning shapes of animals, flowers, and stars. The king and his people were mesmerized by the fiery spectacle that was as delightful as good. From that day, Flicker was no longer feared, but celebrated for his unique abilities. The kingdom began the Festival of Flames, a yearly event to honor friendship and understanding, with Flicker's fire show as the centerpiece. And so, the tale of the unbearable fire dragon became the story of Flicker, the gentle flame, a dragon who taught everyone that fear can be extinguished with knowledge, and that warmth can come in many forms.